Asia Freeman, the curator of Decolonizing Alaska, says the project grew out of years of organizing and viewing other art exhibitions, as well as exploring her own art. Freeman is the artistic director for Homer's Bunnell Street Art Center, and she says over time she realized that art might be the best approach to addressing the social disruption Western culture imposed on Alaska Natives.
We've never had truth and reconciliation about this very dark and problematic past. And in this work, we can just start to speak some of these hard truths.
Freeman says through art, the individual can reclaim the power to own and express cultural identity. But the exhibition isn't restricted to only Alaska Native artists. Freeman says if society is to mature to a broader perspective, non-Indigenous artists were essential to the conversation. She says a common concern is the impact of climate change.
Our peripheral kind of location conceptually has really shifted to the center of some global conversations, and Alaskan artists are actively addressing that.
But if Decolonizing Alaska doesn't shy from addressing broad social themes, it's equally provocative when it comes to expression. Besides traditional forms such as painting and sculpture, the exhibit includes multimedia pieces, such as Joel Isaac's, which incorporates a video loop seen through a fish skin cover. He says the exhibition invited artists, Native and non-Native, a chance to break conventional expectations.
I think that's one of the things that the show really does well, is illustrates to other museums, other gallery spaces, that you can have this conversation. You can have it at a very high professional level, and it can be successful.
Indeed, besides touring Alaska venues, Decolonizing Alaska was shown at the Cochrane School of Art and Design in Washington, D.C., the nation's oldest art gallery. And following its current showing at the University of Alaska Museum of the North in Fairbanks, it heads for the Center for Contemporary Art and Culture in Portland, Oregon. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.